Support for NPR comes from Citi, who's working around the world and around the clock to turn dreams into realities. That's why Citi never sleeps.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock, I'm Jeff Bossert with AM 580 News. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the Champaign County Nursing Home is not meeting state regulations for care of its residents, and if those problems are not cleared up by July, the home could lose its Medicaid and Medicare funding. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
A public health spokeswoman says investigators found the violations while looking into the injury of a resident at the nursing home in January. The investigators have paid several return visits to the home over the last 4 months. And spokeswoman Susan Hofer says the nursing home has fixed some of the problems, but more needs to be done. Champaign County officials deny any deficiencies in care at the county nursing home, but say they're cooperating with public health investigators. If the Champaign County Nursing Home can't clear up the problems to the satisfaction of investigators by July 16th, it could lose its state Medicaid and Medicare funding. It's already tentatively lost funding for new Medicaid-Medicare residents admitted since March. The nursing home stopped accepting new Medicaid and Medicare residents 2 weeks ago as a precaution. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
5 men have been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of a Danville man that occurred early Thursday morning, one of them following a standoff with Champaign police yesterday. The men are accused of killing 28-year-old Kenneth Sims. Danville police spokesman Larry Thomason says officers apprehended 29-year-old Kamande Sanders without incident at a duplex on North Garfield Avenue on Champaign's northwest side yesterday. Danville police arrested 4 others Thursday night on preliminary charges of murder and mob action. They're 17-year-old Ricky Lane, 28-year-old Jamie Clark, and 29-year-old Jonathan Tabor, all of Danville, along with 20-year-old Dushawn Bradley of Champaign. Thomason says a 6th man is being sought in connection to Sims' death. Senate Democrats are adding another alternative and more uncertainty to the budget mix. The deadline fast approaches. The state Senate voted along partisan lines for 6 budget measures, with Democrats backing the ideas and Republicans opposing them. The House earlier in the week approved 2 budget versions, one that would keep spending fiscally flat for the current year and another that adds much more spending in certain areas. Lawmakers went home for a long Memorial Day weekend break after the votes. 51 degrees outside our studios at 6.5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The head of China's government said today that the death toll from the May 12th earthquake there could climb as high as 80,000, up from the current figure of 60,000. He spoke in a devastated township near the epicenter of the quake. NPR's Anthony Kuhn also visited the township and filed this report about the challenges of saving residents and rebuilding communities in mountainous parts of southwest China.
The dark, strong currents of the Min River flow through the township of Yingxiu and towards the provincial capital, Chengdu. Today, United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon came here by helicopter and met with Premier Wen Jiabao. Chinese military officials told Ban that 8,000 of the town's 18,000 residents are either dead or missing. Premier Wen said that the government's efforts were now centered on resettling the homeless, planning reconstruction and preventing further disasters such as aftershocks and landslides. Nearly 2 weeks after the quake, survivors are still trickling into Yingxiu after walking for days out of the mountains. Some are boarding trucks and helicopters to be taken to hospitals and refugee centers. Among them was a short, round woman named Gao Panyong. Our village was hit hard, she recalls. Now I've got nothing left. My mother died, my husband died, my 2 children and I barely made it out alive. Everyone in our village fled. All the dead bodies smelled awful. 7,000 soldiers have set up camp in this town. They're carrying out body bags, clearing rubble, and setting up tents for the refugees. A rural dentist from East China named Hu Xianzhong is among the thousands of volunteers also working here. Clad in a white jumpsuit, he sprays the refugee camp with disinfectant. He's also sprayed many of the corpses that continue to be dug out of the rubble. He remembers coming across the body of 1 young student.
This kid was holding an elementary school student. When I found her, she was holding this pen. See, the pen was smashed by a boulder right here. I picked it up and kept it as a souvenir. The kid was wearing a red kerchief. It was so sad.
In Yingxiu and elsewhere,